We are delighted to come to you this morning, and we really appreciate you, our listening audience. We pray that you have been enjoying our broadcast, and we welcome any comments that you may have to offer us. We can be reached at 337-239-3845, or you may write to us at Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496. Once again, our telephone number is 337-239-3845, and our mailing address is Post Office Box 259, Leesville, Louisiana, 71496. When in the Leesville area, stop by 200 Nona Street, where our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson, and our First Lady, Mother Judy Johnson, along with the entire Johnson Temple family, will welcome your presence. Enjoy our broadcast on today as we join a service already in progress.
Forever and ever,
I will bless thy name.
will now enjoy another selection by the Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ Choir, followed by today's message being delivered by our pastor, Superintendent Maurice Johnson.
I will call upon the Lord. Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 through 6, read, "And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, shall go before us, as far as Moses, the man that brought us out of the land of Egypt, we know not what is for him. And said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. All the people that they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play." You may be seated. My God, my God. Amen. Our text word comes from that sixth verse. It said, "And they rose up early on the morrow," the next day, "and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play." And may the Lord add a blessing through reading of his word. Amen. We use for a text today, stop playing and start praying. Stop playing and start praying. There's nobody in this room that love humor any more than I do. Amen. As a matter of fact, I believe in laughter. Laughter is good. Amen. It's good for you. And some of us frown too much. Ecclesiastes 3 and 4. Amen. The first part of that say it's a time to weep and there is a time to laugh. Amen. There's a time when we should smile. Amen. It's a time when you should just break your face up. Now, I know that's hard for some folks to do, amen, because the jaws are so rigid. And they look so evil, mama, all the time. Amen, it's hard for you to do, but you need to break that face up. See, that's what happens when you laugh, amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, try it right now. Smile. There you go. Come on. Smile. Somebody can't smile. Amen. But you need to break that face up. Amen. Smile. Praise the Lord. Psalms 126 and 2. Amen. Tells us that God, that after God had brought back his people from exile, it was like a dream. They said, "Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with singing." Amen. Praise the Lord. The heart is glad. Amen. When you smile, amen, it should make your whole body feel good. Amen. Trying to help somebody here. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you learn how to smile, it helps the person that sees your face. Other people see your countenance. Amen. In other words, they see what you don't see. Unless you're standing in the mirror, you don't see your face. You really don't see how tough you look. You really don't see those frowns and those wrinkles, amen, in your forehead. Amen. You are aiding the aging process by frowning all the time. Maybe that's why so many people go under the knife. They're trying to look good, amen, but they have to keep on having surgery after surgery after surgery. Of course, there's a difference in laughing and just playing around. Amen. There should be a serious side to you. Playing in this context means, amen, that you're not serious about what you are doing. You're not focused. And if you're not careful, the enemy will do any and everything, or have you doing any and everything. Amen. We're living in a very serious time. Maybe that's why some of you frown so much, because it is a serious time. But even in a serious time, amen, you need to learn how to smile. Amen. Praise the Lord. In this time, look at some of the things that we're faced with. The economy is very weak. Amen. There are people, amen, you think that you're in bad shape.
You think about people that's been out of work for 6 to 7 months. Amen. And the government has not made any provisions for them. Amen. Because you only draw, amen, unemployment check for so long. Is that right? Y'all help me out here. Amen. And when that run out, there is nothing else. Amen. We are at war. Amen. We're living in terrible times. Amen. AIDS is still raging and nobody really wants to talk about it. Amen. Ecstasy is the drug of choice for our young people. And our young girls are still getting pregnant at an alarming rate. Amen. Brother Brian over there works in jails. Amen. And we can't build jails fast enough. Amen. And after we get the jail built, amen, we have to go right back to the drawing board to see where we're going to add on, amen, so we'll have room for more prisoners. Amen. Diabetes, cancer, amen, and other things that causes us to get sick or even death is still raging and the doctors don't know what to do about it. What is the answer? Amen. The answer is somebody better stop playing and start praying. I heard just the other day that if anybody wanted to be a candidate, amen, and wanted to win the election, he or she should talk religion, amen, at some point in their campaign. In other words, candidates must embrace what is known as the moral majority. You may not be part of it, but you better embrace it. You better talk about it. Amen. New churches are opening up daily. Religious programs on television and radio, amen, seem to be expanding and more people are going to church. If this is true, amen, then what is the problem? Maybe, amen, somebody is just playing church. The Bible tells us, amen, that there is a way that seems right unto a man or a woman, but the end thereof is death. Amen. Nothing wrong with building churches. Amen. But Psalms 127 and 1, amen, states, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except they keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. Amen. In other words, God must be in that building. If he's not in that, that's all it is. It's just a building. Amen. You can have watchmen around the city, amen, but you watch in vain, amen. And so we have proven that because we're supposed to be a secure nation. Before 9/11, we never thought about anybody, amen, having the nerve to even pull off what they did. Amen. Is the Lord. So we must wake up to what's going on around us. And the answer comes from the Lord. I often refer to the scripture, amen, that we talk about during communion. 1 Corinthians 11:28 said, let a man or woman examine themselves, and so let them eat of that bread and drink of that blood of the Lord. I really hope this message, amen, will make you think, because I want you to take a good look at yourself. Amen. Before you take communion, we say, examine yourself. Amen. Well, you don't need to wait until first Sunday when we take communion. You need to examine yourself daily. See where you are in God. Amen. If you, amen, are truly living for the Lord, you ought to be able to get a prayer through. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, you ought to be able, amen, to counsel with somebody, amen, that's going through something. If you're really doing what God has told you to do, amen, then your light should shine out that men and women, boys and girls can see that light of the light of God in you. You've heard me say that the more God do for us, it appears that the farther we move from him. I'm not picking at you. I'm just being honest. Amen. The more God do for us, seem like the more independent we become, the less dependent we are on him. But my sisters and brothers, I want you to know, amen, you better know that I don't care how blessed you are, how much money you got in the bank, how long your car is, and how big your house is, amen, you still need God. You're not going to make it in this life, amen, and neither the life to come without God. You need him in your business. You need him every day. You need him in your home. You need him on your job. You need him in the church. Amen. You need him everywhere. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's why the old saints used to say, take the Lord along with you. Amen. To say a word for you. You'll need somebody to pray with you. You'll need somebody, amen, to sit down with you. Amen. Praise the Lord. When you're going through some problems. Oh, yeah. You're going to need somebody. Amen. The rich man needs somebody. The poor man needs somebody. Amen. We think about this young man, amen, that gave up playing pro football and went to Iraq and lost his life. Amen. The Lord. And I like his mannerism because he said he did not want anybody to think that he was different from anybody else. He was just a soldier. So he refused many of the interviews that they wanted, amen, to offer him because he had a job to do. So that brings me to another point. No matter how high you go up the level in the church, amen, you still need somebody. Look at somebody and say, stop playing. Start praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. We have some strong saints in the church. But I also know, amen, that we got some saints that need to get a little closer to the Lord. Right here at Johnson Temple. We should always pray and not faint. We should seek the Lord while he may be found and call on him while he is near. Amen. We need to keep the pressure on the devil. Lord, help me preach today. I said we need to keep the pressure on the devil. When he rises up over here, we need to squash him. Amen. We know, amen, praise the Lord, that he has a way, a tendency of moving out from our feet, and he'll get up over here. Well, wherever he go, we ought to keep our foot on his head. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because he is doing his job. Amen. He come to steal. He come to kill. And he come to destroy. Amen. But we can do it. God chose Abraham as the father of this great nation. This nation of Israel I'm talking about. Amen. Then, amen, he brought Isaac and Jacob into the picture. And he changed Jacob's name to Israel. And out of Israel came a man by the name of Joseph. And Joseph, amen, we find, amen, a leader by the name of Moses. Many years after Joseph had moved on, the children of Israel spent some 430 years, amen, in Egypt land. And the pharaohs that knew Joseph, amen, forgot about Joseph and forgot about the children of Israel. Amen, praise the Lord. And things changed. And where they had the good life, now they are in bondage. Amen, and became slaves under the new pharaohs. Amen. And so God found Moses, amen, on the backside of the wilderness and got his attention through a burning bush. And when Moses went over, amen, to examine the bush, amen, because it was strange. It was strange in that the bush was burning, but it was not consumed. Oh, Lord, help me preach today. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so Moses went over and he looked at the bush and the bush even spoke. And word came out of it, amen, praise the Lord. And the bush said, amen, Moses, pull off your shoes. For the ground you stand on is holy ground. How many of you want to stand on holy ground? My God, my God. Hallelujah. It means something, amen, to stand on holy ground. It means something, amen, to be in the house of God. It means something to be in a church, amen, that love God and have respect for him. Because I want you to know, amen, every church don't have that. Lord, help me here. Amen. Praise the Lord. We live in a time, amen, praise the Lord, where it seems to be all right to have preachers, amen, that's lesbians. Somebody is conducting worship service today, amen, praise the Lord, and he's a male with a male boyfriend. Lord, help me here. Amen. Got to tell the truth. Amen. Praise the Lord. All of this kind of stuff is going on. Amen. How in the world can God move in a place like that?
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson Temple is located at 200 Nona Street, Leesville. Service times are Sunday schools, 9:50 a.m., Sunday morning worship service, 11:15 a.m., Sunday evening worship, 7:45 p.m., Tuesday Bible study, 7:30 p.m., Friday night worship service, 7:30 p.m., prayer Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with a salute to Old Testament Jesus freaks taken from the New Testament book of Hebrews. In chapter 11, we read, "How much more do I need to say? It would take too long to recount the stories of faith of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and all the prophets. By faith, these people overthrew kingdoms, ruled with justice, and received what God had promised them. They shut the mouths of lions and escaped death by the edge of the sword. Their weakness was turned to strength. They became strong in battle and put whole armies to flight." Maybe we should write that formula on our hearts. Weakness turned to strength through faith.
How do you respond to the voice of the martyrs? Go online to persecution.com.
This has been Johnson Temple Church of God in Christ with Pastor Maurice Johnson. Johnson